Okay, well, I'm really excited about our guest this week.
Oh.
Such a fun person.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorites.
Mm. I've heard terrible things.
Oh, well, we'll see how she turns out.
Emily just raised her eyes at she.
The guest.
Oh, what do you have to tell me? Oh, oops. Ashley.
And I'm Emily.
And here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
It's a podcast where Emily and Ashley try things for the first time and then talk about it. This season, we are interviewing our friends, family, close relations, and talking with them about what makes them uncomfortable to talk about. We're having those weird and hard convos.
And we've gotten a lot of questions. We're like 16 guests in.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of questions about what makes us uncomfortable. So this week we have our own Ashley Chan here to tell us what makes her uncomfortable.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I'm uncomfortable at all things.
Which she's been saying all season long, so we'll see how that turns out. But yeah, so Ashley, I think we're just gonna pretend you're a guest. Give us a review
of quarantine. Let's see, a review of quarantine. You're just gonna pretend that I am a guest? I actually am a guest. We always say special guest, and I wanna be like, I'm the special host this week.
Perfect, you're the special host. Special host, Ashley Chan, what makes you... No.
How's my quarantine?
How is your quarantine? How has your life changed since... March.
Since March, my life has changed, feels pretty drastically. I am no longer a student.
Congratulations.
Uh-huh. To me.
Yep. Just pat yourself good.
I have a degree. If you look over there, there it is, Matt Packet from the mail.
She's official, guys. Mm-hmm. She's not faking it.
It's true. I have a degree. I have the same part-time job, but now I'm not called a student research assistant. I'm just mm-hmm. called a research assistant, which is exciting.
Which feels like a...
I changed it on my resume for good. I was like, I'm just going to cut that part out. For the past 4 years, I have been a research assistant.
Nice. Did you get a raise with that?
I haven't been paid.
Oh.
So I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
I was looking at my pay stubs, and I am still a student research assistant, and my boss gave me a raise, and he didn't tell me.
Mm.
But still very sweet of him, thank you.
Marcella, you're such a king. But are also, you kidding me? She doesn't even have a degree.
So funny. Because last summer, I just thought it was funny. Last summer, he was like, hey, thanks for your great work,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 like, mm-hmm. you're gonna have a raise. And I was like, oh, thanks. And this summer, he didn't give me that talk. He just gave it
he
to
just
me.
He just gave you the raise.
So I'm just pretending what he told me last summer applied
this summer. He was like, that's pretty good stuff out there. Good weeding.
Thanks.
No problem. Yeah, so, and then I'm in the same uncertainty that I always am of having too many choices in life. And so that's what's up. Jobs, ? Living, ? Hanging out, check, ding.
Yeah. Ashley's truly been living like week by week
mm-hmm.
out here.
It really does fill me with fear, but
a couple weeks, a couple months. Yeah.
Couple lifetimes. It really feels like I inherited this. This is my journey set before me.
We've already talked about who your favorite sibling is.
Yeah, I don't want to rehash it.
Mm.
Sorry, Greg.
Okay, Ashley Chan. What? Deuce kind of already asked us this question, and I don't think we answered it on air.
Which means that I already forgot about the answer.
Which one of our guests have you, like, related to the most? Been like, oh yeah, that makes me uncomfortable too.
Kara really hit the nail on the head for me, I think.
Yes.
And I think maybe Sue talked about it a little bit too. But, like, talking about being vulnerable, there's, like, very few people that I will do it with, and it always takes, like, so much to build up to it. And I used to be a lot worse with it, but I'm pretty uncomfortable talking about, like, how I'm doing if I'm not doing well. And so, talking about emotions / being vulnerable makes me very uncomfortable.
So is
very relatable.
That's your most relatable one. Is that what you came to the table with today? What makes you uncomfortable?
Yeah. So I thought about this before, and I had a couple really good thoughts, and they poofed. I didn't write it down, and they left my brain. But I feel like that one still applies pretty big. That's one of the ones that I remembered. I, like, know that vulnerability makes me uncomfortable. And then I also was thinking about how, like, talking about this word is so funny to me. Entanglements. Have you seen the, like, Emily's not on, like,
Disney movie Tangled?
No, Emily's not in, like, up to date with, like, news and media. I feel like when it comes to, like, pop culture,
I listen to Up First every single morning.
Pop culture. This isn't pop culture, really, but
yeah, you're right, though. What is it?
Will and Jada Smith, like, talked about a couple weeks ago their marriage. They're, like, marriage, because they had gone through some difficult things, and the man that Jada had cheated on Will with started tweeting about their relationship.
When did that happen?
A couple weeks back. Aww. Yeah. And so Jada has this, like, talk show, and she had herself on it with her husband interviewing her. And so instead of calling her affair a relationship, she called it an entanglement. The most vague. So it kind of sounded like maybe she didn't cheat on him. Because it was such a weird word. It was just like, oh, I guess that could be a friendship too. Like an entanglement.
It just feels like they were entangled up in the sheets. That's like the only way that word is used ever.
Okay, fine. Then I won't use the word entanglement. But I truly am deeply uncomfortable talking about, like, past entanglements with people. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I probably haven't really talked that much about, like, other, like, romantic people in my life. So, and it usually is, like, a little different talking about people that I'm interested in, but, like, I really don't like talking about other people. It makes me feel bad for thinking, or, like, when I think about it, I feel bad for the other person, and I don't want to, like, share that information.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything, like, bad to feel about for anything either in most of my life. Some things. I carry some slight guilt. But.
Spill the tea now.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I know that you don't like talking about people you've dated or anything like that, but I've never felt like it was like, oh, Ashley doesn't like to talk about that. I just felt like it never, you, like, didn't bring it up.
I should never bring it up.
Right? Which is that different? Or you don't bring it up because it makes you uncomfortable, or because it just doesn't need to come up?
I think both. It doesn't need to come up, genuinely. And it, like, yeah. And then I also, it makes me uncomfortable. So if somebody asked me, I would, like, tell them. But I, by my own volition, probably don't share too much about my private life in that way.
No, I'm thinking one time I had to drag details out of you.
Dislike. But are you gonna do it right now?
No, but I just, yeah, it definitely makes you uncomfortable. Why do you think it makes you uncomfortable?
Well, I think that part of it is, like, sometimes I feel guilty, even though I don't think I really need to feel guilty, but, you know, I feel like I was ingrained from a pretty young age of, like, of what Deuce was saying, of, like, that person's gonna be somebody's, like, husband one day. And then I'm like, ugh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I did that with not my husband or something. Like, I feel really weird about that. And so I feel, like, guilty. And then most of the time, because I have, like, you know, like, a slight issue with commitment, I'm like, feel bad talking about relationships if I know that I was, like, probably not gonna commit to something, and then I was like, maybe I should try, because I feel like you should try to, like, give people chances if they are interested, right? And then I'm like, I just never saw myself there mentally. And so then I feel
so
guilty.
You don't even try to.
No, I try. That's the thing. Like, I will do the thing. Like, I will go on a date. But I also mentally usually go like 50,000 steps too soon, like too far. And I'm like, I just don't think I can marry this guy on the first date, which I can't because it's a first date. But then I'm like, like, because I can't marry him on the first date, like, I really shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. Like, that's why I self-spiral. I, like, get myself, literally trick myself into thinking a very specific thing. And then that whole thought process from top to bottom makes me really uncomfortable. And so I just don't like to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know that we ever really talked about this, but in my last relationship, I was definitely, like, not super ready to commit to marry this man, obviously. And I think Ashley knew that. And I think she was super, you were, like, kind of uncomfortable with the fact that I was, like,
dating
him. But I was like,
it's fine.
In,
like,
my head, I was
dating.
Like, it's fine. It's, right. Like, been a month. It's not, right. Like, either of us are really.
Yeah.
So it makes you. But it wasn't like it was a big deal. I could just tell it made you.
Yeah, I think it.
About it.
Yeah, I think that it's hard too, because I, like, my intention is not to ever, like play someone or whatever, like, lead them on, and I don't think yours is either. And so, but in that moment, I was just like, if I was the guy who's, like, super into you, and you were, like, meh about me, I would have maybe rather that you didn't date me. Like, of, like, I'm just gonna keep getting more into you and then keep wanting to be like, what about marriage? And then you were like, I would not marry this man.
But at some point,
I know, when does it click? When does it change? Like, maybe you would, I don't know.
Yeah, because at some point, I don't think he was super intent on marrying me.
I don't know. Maybe he was. Literally in my head he was going to, and so I got really uncomfortable.
I think that's where it's just different. We had a different take on it, because, like, in my head, that wasn't on the table ever, and I don't think it was in his head either. Mm-hmm. If I thought it was in his head, I would have been out of there so quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I was out of there pretty quick anyways, but. So, okay, so commitment really freaks you out.
Mm-hmm. As an idea, as a thought existing in my life, yeah.
And that's not even commitment to, like, marriage. That's just commitment to anything, kind of, right?
Yeah. And it feels weird, because I feel like I am, like, easily satisfied as a human being. And so it feels funny that, like, I'm scared of commitment, even though I know that, like, I value commitment a lot, and I see a lot of more benefit from it. So, like, the issue with commitment for me isn't that, like, oh, what if I, like, miss a better person, you know? Mm-hmm. That's, like, not the thought. It's just, like, oh, man, I, like, have to commit myself to them, and they have to commit themselves to me. Like, oh, that's a big step, deciding to intentionally have someone in your life, and so, like this,
oh. yeah, because I was gonna say, you're not even talking, like, commitment to men. You're talking, like, commitment
in life.
Like, you didn't commit to going to Oregon State until, like, last minute, right?
Uh-huh.
Big example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else.
I don't know. Everything in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I also kind of think that I like to make plans, and I like to, like, know what's gonna happen in my life, but I'm also kind of fine with not figuring everything out. And so, everything has worked out so far.
Yeah. Oh, another example I have of you not committing is when we were, because we went on our study abroad through the same program, and I had my, like, all my details figured out, all my, like, down payments in, and, like, tickets bought, and all the stuff, like, months before Ashley did, and I was like, what is she,
going?
In my head, I was like, she may not go, and that's, like, fine, I don't know, like, I was just like, eh.
No, I just move slowly.
I guess, but it's just, like, making decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's not commitment, it's making decisions that's hard for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emily just got, like, visibly uncomfortable with the thought. You can see it in that roll of your eye.
Anything else?
I don't know. Do you have any questions?
What makes
you... so many things.
You don't like confrontation.
Okay. We're, like, listing flaws. You're, like, trying to remember who I am.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what that silence was.
This I've also gotten better at in life. Both the vulnerability.
Have you confronted anyone lately?
I think it's less about confronting people and more about being, like, honest about how I feel. And so... Or, like if something is bothering me, I will say that it's bothering me. Instead of just being like, eh. Because part of it is that, like, one of the reasons why I avoid conflict is because I really can't get over it. Like, I don't really care that much a lot of the time. And so, it feels like knowing when to pick my battles. But I was like, I'll just never pick a battle. This is fine. But on the other hand, I feel like it has made me a little more abrasive, which is, like, I don't love that for me.
Abrasive?
Like, being more honest is, like... So I think there's, like, a gentler way to do it, but I think that I've been better at, like, being clear about how I feel.
Interesting.
When something is bothering me, so...
Is there anything that happened that helped you become more comfortable with stating how you feel?
It's probably all my friends being like, oh, Ashley, you're so not confrontational. Bah. I've been egged into being confrontational. You hear that? Thanks, Emily.
It's bleeding at her.
No, I mean, partially that. And then Joel's podcast has, like, episode about honesty and how, like, being honest to other people is being kind to other people, versus, like, the way that I like to roll, which is just, like, kind of elusive, unable to be pinned down with an answer. And then I had this very, I don't know if I told you about this, I had this conversation with Charlene at, like, 5 a.m., like, a month or two back. We were talking, it was right after Gemma's episode, and we were talking about how I also am, like, conflict adverse. Mm-hmm. And she's like, let me try to help you. And we did this exercise where we told each other our least favorite things about each other. Because we tried to do first impressions, and it was, like, kind of, like, lame. And then I was like, oh, well, most people, I feel like, make pretty good first impressions. But we told each other our least favorite things about each other, which, like, hurt a little, but also was totally fine. I was like, oh, well, like, if like, one of the worst things you could say to me, maybe, is, like, what you hate about me, then I am, like, fine with telling you that I don't want to eat, like, a sandwich today, you know? Like, we've already been through that battle. And then just having that, like, knowing that feeling, too, and then being like, in the grand scheme of everything, me sharing my opinion isn't, like, important, but it's not important in the bad way. Like, I don't think it's that important to share how I feel, but I also don't think it's that big of a deal if I do. And I think that part has grown more of, like, oh, well, like, I don't really have to be worried that someone will be offended. Like, most of my friends wouldn't be offended by me sharing something like that. So, does that make sense?
I think, okay, let me just repeat back to what I heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
By saying what you dislike the most about someone, everything else, all the other things, like, the smaller things on the scale of disliking something,
mm-hmm.
seem just less significant. And so you can feel more comfortable saying that to that friend.
And saying what we didn't like about each other also didn't feel super significant. Like, it did in that, like, it's helpful to know what somebody, like, what aspect of you somebody's struggling with, and being like, is that my personality or is that, like, a bad habit that I can change? It made everything, like, including that moment that I felt like was going to be so, like, confrontational and uncomfortable and, like, not fun, like, it made it fine. Like, I was like, huh, oh, that was, like, not a big deal, and everything else is also not a big deal.
What she said about you, was it something that you're, like, self-conscious about, or were you like, oh yeah, I know I do that, I guess I could work on it?
No, I, like, know that of me, and I was like, I can work on that. It was funny because it was, like, it felt like a misunderstanding of, like, oh, this is why it's important to, like, share how I really feel and, like, share my emotions, because I don't know if she's comfortable with me saying this, but her thing, her, like, least favorite thing about me is that sometimes she, like, feels like I can, that I'm, like, judgmental. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know if that's because you're, like, religious or because you are judgmental. And I was like, I'm going to err on the side that it's because I'm religious, probably, because I don't think that I'm judgmental, but maybe I'm saying that because I'm judgmental. Bum bum. I'm sorry. Not funny. I was hoping that Emily would say that I wasn't, and then she didn't, so I don't know, maybe I am. But it felt more related to, like,
sorry,
miss religion.
The cue.
Feels more related to just, like, me, like, being Christian. That's one of those things where it's like, okay, I can understand that, and I wish that I had shared more about, like, how I felt and, like, said more things that were comforting so that she could be like, oh, she doesn't hate me because I wear, like, crop tops. So, yeah, things like that. If you wear crop tops, though, disgusting. Heathens.
Sorry, I was thinking of a poem I once wrote about crop tops. It was when, like, drop top.
Oh, shoot.
What was that?
Raindrop, drop top.
Anyways, the poem was raindrop.
Drop top.
Maybe 2016 will be the years girls stop wearing crop tops. Which is so funny because
I wear crop tops. I also wear crop tops.
I just am proud of it. It's like 5 years. It's 5 years old now.
Raindrop, drop top. Maybe 2021 will be the year that girls stop wearing crop tops.
But I'm gonna change it now to maybe 2021 will be the year girls start wearing more crop tops because
I like it.
This podcast is crop top
friendly. Yeah, friendly. We do love a good crop top.
I was wearing a shirt I cropped the other day, and my brother said, "That's my shirt."
I said, look, no, it's short. I said, you had this short of a shirt? You want this back?
If you want it back, I will, like, you see how I, like, pointed out to him the way his t-shirt was, like, laying kind of weird over his pants, and I was like, this crop top would solve that problem, and it would rest right at your belly. And he was like, you can keep it.
Raindrop, drop top, maybe 2021 is when Ian will get his crop top.
Okay, anything else that makes you uncomfortable?
Nothing. I'm perfectly comfortable with everything else.
With everything. She's uncomfortable with bugs being squished.
I'm comfortable with
clones and pop culture and politics and her racist hometown.
Oh my gosh.
And men.
Okay.
And pregnancy.
Please stop.
Okay, I'll stop.
Thank you. Uncomfortable with it all, but you can squish a bug in front of me. I don't care. Sorry, Aiden.
Okay, what's the last thing you've done for the first time?
Oh, so many things. Okay. Recently, I had a food eating competition in my home, in my kitchen. We ate rice. We just ate steamed rice, and I let everyone bring one condiment. That may have been the first time eating 2 pounds of rice, but I also feel like I could have eaten 2 pounds of rice in, like, a previous sitting. On, like, a hungrier day. I could have done it before already, but that was definitely my first time having and participating in a food eating competition. Yesterday, I dropped in while skating for the first time. It truly took an hour, and I missed free lunch because I got too lost in the skating sauce.
That was her condiment.
Indeed, for the rice.
Raindrop, drop in.
Maybe 2020
is the year
that Ashley can drop in. Thank you. A collaborative poem. But truly, I destroyed myself. I literally am so sore. My knee is a different color.
Yeah. I think the picture this week on Instagram is going to be this knee.
I so badly wish that I had recorded it, because it took me so many tries to get it, and it took me eating the ground so many times, and then Evan being like, do it again, and then me being like, no, I'm in serious pain, and then Evan being like, do it again, for me to do it again, and I got it on my last try, and I was like, that worked. But I also kept saying last try, and then I just kept doing it, so. But I had a really fun time. And met a kid named Max, and he gave me very helpful tips. It was nice.
Aww.
He was, like, 8, no more than 9.
So sweet.
And he was on a bike, and he was, like, rolling around. And I truly hate receiving positive affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept being so encouraging, and I was like, I can't tell an 8-year-old to, like, go away.
To stop.
Yeah.
To stop being nice.
Yeah.
To lose his innocence.
Exactly. So I was like, thank you, Max. And then inside I was like, those were the first things that I've done in the past couple of days. Wait, what was the last time you did for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Regular co-host? Regular guest?
Shoot, I didn't think about this. What have I done this week? Oh, the rice eating, first time doing a rice eating competition.
Emily got third place.
I got third place out of 9 people, and it
truly incredible.
Ruined me. I was nauseous for a full 48 hours.
I'm still feeling a little wonky.
Yeah, still don't feel like 100%, but I feel like way better than I did the day after.
Yeah.
Pretty upsetting. I don't know. Yeah, it was really hard because so we did it Wednesday night. I felt awful on Thursday, and I couldn't eat, really. Every mm-hmm. time I ate, I would feel really gross. And then so I just didn't, and I was fine. Like, I could deal with the hunger. But I was still, like, hungry. I was just nauseous. Anyways,
mm-hmm.
yesterday was just tough because I was hungry, and I could feel I was hungry and kind of edgy because of that. But, like, I felt like if I would eat enough,
mm-hmm.
it, like, I don't know. If I ate, I would start to feel nauseous. So it's like, do I want to feel nauseous or do I want to feel hungry? But this morning I ate breakfast and I feel like pretty okay now. So.
Oh, we love to see it. First time being nauseous for forever.
For forever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Truly a feat though. 9 people, 23 pounds of rice.
Yeah. Literally crazy.
Yikes.
Yeah. So yes, that was that's the last thing I did for the first time.
Congrats. I should have made those, like, tinfoil medals. Or real medals, sorry. Maybe I should make a food eating competition trophy and then, like, give it to everybody who, like, just have it be one of those trophies that moves around.
Oh, have this be a...
I asked a regular occasion, I asked Aiden if he would do, Nelson, if he would do a watermelon eating competition. He said, I don't want to eat food, like, mass food. He told me that yesterday. I was like, oh, but watermelon's so fun. I tried to convince him.
Yeah, so. I've been cured of eating mass food, too. He said, I don't want to do that. You're gonna have to get a new crowd of people.
Wait, you don't want to speed eat a quarter of a watermelon?
No. I don't want to feel like that again.
Okay, text me, guys, if you want to eat a quarter watermelon fast.
I do know the winner of the competition. Thank you to Sebastian for killing the competition. Mm-hmm. Like, killed it in that he won. He woke up the next day, said he felt full, but mm-hmm. not sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then ate lunch like normal, and has been normal since then.
This man, the evening of, had an extra bowl of rice because he wanted to secure the win, even though he didn't need to do it because nobody else could eat any more than him. And I asked him at the end of the evening how he felt, and he said, I feel fine.
Yeah, truly incredible.
Words of a god, words honestly. Of a,
I feel fine.
It was insane. I feel fine. I literally smelled rice, and I was gonna throw up on the spot. I was like,
yeah.
This is not it.
Not only was I, like, sick. So sick. Feeling so sick. I felt drunk. I couldn't hold a conversation well. I was not okay, and I still can't believe how well he handled it. So thank you, Sebastian, for that incredible...
True. A model, an exemplary model of what, like, maximum peak human condition is.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's you.
thank you to... In the vein of food competitions, thank you to the team that helped run it, basically. So, like, Kara and Charlina and Aiden for being real ones. And just, like, continuing to serve us rice for an hour straight. Just, like, weighing rice.
Weighing rice, recording and weights.
Yeah, and doing math to see who was winning. Honestly, incredible.
People like you make the world go round.
Truly, truly. Mm. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Marcelo, for the raise.
For the wages. Thank you, Jay, for rehiring me. Did I say I emailed student employment and I was like, hey, when's the last time I can, like, work? When can I work up to? And they said, oh, your last day would have been, like, 2 days ago, like, last pay period. And then they emailed, wait, are you not a student? And I had to respond, no, you can, like, cut my employment. And then, like, the next day, my boss hired me as a contractor. I was like, so thank you, Jay, for actually hiring me. Thank you to all my friends for existing, for being there. Thank you, Max, from the kid from the skate park, for being a real one.
Thank you.
Really there to hike me up.
Thank you to all of Ashley's past loves, who she won't talk about.
I was gonna, like, say names, and then I truly just said friends, like, 20 seconds ago.
That would be so funny if you said names.
No. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. On the record. Thank you. Thank you. Other rip. They spell their names differently, if it helps. Not Aiden and Aiden. Do not bleep that situation out. So deeply uncomfortable. Thanks. Is this what you wanted?
No, you I told fun? You didn't have to say their real names.
Anyway, thank you to those people. I'm only talking about, I think, the ones you know about, too, so.
I know. You are, which is so insane.
Anyway, and then, thanks, Evan, for like, skating with me yesterday. That was so painful, but I guess it was helpful that you kept saying, keep going! And I was like, I'm crying, but okay. I literally had a tear rolling down my cheek, and I said, okay. I didn't think about this specific moment, because there are so many... I can't thank everyone in my life, right? Thanks, Charlena, for forcing me to talk about conflict. Thanks, Emily and Gemma and Vivian, for being people that I feel like I can talk about my feelings with. Mwah. Yeah. Thanks, friends and family. And thank you for listening. And thank you, Will and Jada Smith, for having that conversation. It was really interesting to listen to.
And thank you everyone for listening.
And thank you, Taylor Swift, for dropping Folklore. Emily literally hasn't said a word. I haven't talked to her about it at all.
Incredible. Just briefly, can you guys believe that I went to bed on Wednesday night? I went to bed on Wednesday night. Literally Thursday was the most insane day of my life because I woke up and I was just completely physically wrecked from the rice situation, from the 2.86 pounds of rice. And then Catherine texted me at 8 a.m. and said, I can't believe Taylor Swift is dropping an album on One Direction Day. And I was like, what? What album did Taylor Swift drop on July 23rd? And I was like, and at first I thought it was August 23rd because that's when Lover came out. And I was like,
that's a month off.
I was like, oh, it's Cam's birthday because Cam's birthday is on August 23rd. And I was like, went to go text Cam. And then I was like, wait, it's July 23rd. What is Catherine talking about? Like, literally...
If you were on Twitter, you would know.
I know.
Just saying.
I know. But it's okay, because then...
It still made its way to you anyway.
It made its way to me pretty soon. And then the whole day, I was just like... I just went to work, and I grabbed the push lawnmower, and I was like, no one talked to me, which is fine, because no one talks to me anyways.
Because there's no one to talk to.
Because social distancing, baby. And I was like, just mowing the whole day, just thinking about it in... physical turmoil, but, like, emotional jubilation and, like, shock. And then the album came out. Taylor and I had a listening party, and it was truly, like...
Not Taylor Swift, Taylor Knudsen.
Well.
And Taylor Swift.
Taylor.
There you go.
And I had our listening party. And it was truly emotional, and I can't believe that these are the times we're living through. I can't believe... I literally, like, this, it was literally, like, a dream. Like, I feel like I've had dreams before where, like, Taylor Swift was just like, oh, by the way, I have a brand new album right now that you didn't know about before. Thank you to all the people who were working on that album, and no one said a word that it was a complete surprise that she was able to drop it on the day of. The fact that there was an entire, like, the people she wrote it with and the people, like,
just there were no recording. Leaks. Truly incredible.
And then she, like, shot a music video for it, and there was... I've seen about the fact that, like, she... There was, like, a public health team on the...
On set for the music video.
For the music video. Like, all those people. Heroes. Didn't tell a
word. Heroes. Thank you to all you heroes out there.
Thank you for all you essential workers.
Yeah. You know those signs that are, like, a hero lives here outside of the house? Just imagine all of a sudden Taylor Swift's entire team.
In front of Jack Antonoff's house. Thank you, Jack Antonoff.
A hero lives here.
I love you. Okay. yeah, honestly, send me a text, leave a review, talk to me about this album, because it's my new favorite thing to talk to people about, so as you can tell.
Beautiful.
Your love. Okay, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye! Bye.